Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you and good evening. Welcome to the Full Gospel House of Prayer broadcast. Heard every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Right here on blogtalkradio.com, Full Gospel House of Prayer. Every Tuesday night. If you would like to send in an email, email us at fghprayer@yahoo.com. That's fghprayer@yahoo.com. It's now time for the Tuesday night Full Gospel House of Prayer broadcast.
Pastor Cook, could you open the prayer line with prayer, please?
Heavenly Father, we praise your holy name. We magnify you, Lord Jesus, for all that you are able to do. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you can do all things. There is nothing impossible for you. We thank you for your word, Lord Jesus. In your word, it says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your will. We know that your will aligns with the word, Lord Jesus. You said heaven and earth shall pass away, but your word shall stand until the end of time. We thank you for the word. We ask that you, Lord Jesus, continue to let us stand on the word. Let us not lean to our own understanding, but let us stand on your promises, your principles, Lord Jesus. We thank you for joy. We thank you for victory. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that we can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens us. We thank you for the strength today, Lord Jesus. We ask that those that are doing well not be weary in well-doing. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you're doing for Full Gospel House of Prayer. We ask that you continue to bless each and every one on this line, from the top of their head to the sole of their feet. We ask that you, Lord Jesus, continue to pay every bill, cancel every debt. We ask that you continue to give them favor, Lord Jesus, in whatever their hands are partaking in. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you're a good God and you're good all the time. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you can never fail. We ask that we continue, Lord Jesus, to trust in you. We thank you for this Arema right now word that's going to come forth. We ask that we not just be hearers of it, Lord Jesus, but we be doers of it. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have already given us victory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen.
Sister Tamara.
Welcome all to the Tuesday night Full Gospel House of Prayer line. I would like to give you some information on how you can reach out to us. We also have a Wednesday night prayer line, and that number is 916-588-9688, and that begins at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Also, on Sundays, when we're online, we meet at 1:30 p.m. on the same 916 number, and you can tune in to the entire church service live. Special prayer requests can be written to Full Gospel House of Prayer at P.O. Box 1366, North Highlands, California, 95660. We also have a website, and that's fullgospelhouse.org. Our Facebook is FGH Prayer, Sacramento, California, and our Twitter is FGH Prayer. We are planning an in-person service, which will be August 8th. Anytime we meet in person, we meet at 12 noon. Again, August 8th will be 12 noon. Those that feel comfortable and have a mask, feel free to wear it during service. We will be meeting inside of Christ Unity Baptist Church, 1320 L as in Love Street, in the city of Modesto, California, 95354. We enter in the rear. Also, a special announcement. Our annual backpack giveaway is set for the August 8th date, which is our next in-person meeting. Please forward the age and gender of a child in need of a backpack by Wednesday, July 21st. That is tomorrow. Phone number is 209-818-3531 or, of course, by our email, fghprayer@yahoo.com. Just a reminder, we're still using Zelle through Bank of America to support the ministry with tithes and offerings. It's very simple. You log into your Zelle account. You will type in Full Gospel House of Prayer. Again, we're linked with that email, fghprayer@yahoo.com. If you're using the P.O. Box to send in your tithes and offerings, please feel free to continue to do so. It is now time for our testimonies. Please remember, keep your testimonies 1 to 2 minutes or less. And please check your phone and mute it when you're not speaking. God bless.
Do anyone have a testimony tonight? If there isn't any testimony, we're going to go into the Word of God. Father, I thank you tonight for your Word. I ask by faith, Father, that you anoint this Word, that this Word would bring life to the hearers tonight. We thank you, Father Jesus, the Spirit of the Lord confuse the spirit of Satan that would desire to overtake this Word. We give you praise for it in Jesus' name. Have your Bibles. Please turn to Job, the third chapter, verses 25. And 26, and 2 Timothy, chapter 1, verse 7. Again, Job 3, 25, and 26, 2 Timothy 1 and 7. We get those two books. Could you please say amen?
Amen.
Amen.
This word is a word of encouragement to believers tonight. There's a spirit that is just running rampantly. A spirit of fear is just worldwide. And that spirit is decreeing disease, sickness, and death. And we're coming tonight as intercessors, praying in the name of Jesus against that spirit. That's a spirit. It's just running wild now. Spirit of disease, sickness, and death is just constantly just in our face in this hour. So we're going to see by the Word of God what the Word of God says about this spirit. And we're going to go now in the book of Job, the third chapter, 25 through 26, please.
For the thing which I greatly feared is come upon me, and that which I was afraid of is come unto me. I was not in safety, neither had I rest, neither was I quiet, yet trouble came.
This is Job. He said, everything I fear and dread come true. He said he was not safe, he was not at peace, he had no rest, and my troubles never end. This man was gripped with fear. Now, you know by the Word of God, in the first chapter of Job, it said that Job was a good man. He was a man that trusts God. He was a man of prayer. He was a man that was the leader in his household, his family. But these difficulties, these trials, Job had to face, these circumstances. And what about these circumstances is that Satan had a meeting with God. And Satan challenged the Lord to stretch out his hand against Job. He put a challenge before God and to remove everything that he had, his material advantages. And Satan said, if you stretch your hand out against him, Satan was predicting that Job would curse God to his face. God allowed Satan to do this. And what's so prevalent about this word that Satan went into heavenly places and targeted Job. He targeted Job. He selected Job. He mocked Job. He made a plan against Job. And those events happen. As you read the word, those events happen. He lost all his material goods, his livestock, his children was killed by a collapse in a building, and Job was covered with boils from the sole of his feet to the top of his head. All these events came to pass, but it was Satan, that evil spirit was over all of these events. God is not the author of evil. But because we're in a fallen world, saints of God, sin has infected the whole creation. So this is what we're going to pray about tonight. We're in a fallen world where sin has infected. This is what's going on. A spirit of infected spirit is moving worldwide. And what Job was ignorant of, he did not even know that war was being fought in heavenly places against him. It was a war going on. And so this is a word tonight, a word of protection. Because there's a target out, a select target out against many saved and unsaved people. Satan is not biased. He don't care who he attack, saved or unsaved. He's not a friend to anyone. He's an enemy, saints of God. He target anyone. That spirit is going from to in the White House, I mean government officials, is moving in the status of billionaires and millionaires, middle class, all races. He has a target out against people because of the world being infected with sin. It's sin that's causing all of this corruption, all these problems, the fallen world. But Jesus said when he come return, he's going to create a new earth. We are not in a new earth right now, a new heaven. We're in a fallen world right now, and this world is infected. And so it's time to get our heads out of the sand. Because this spirit doesn't care about saved people or unsaved. He just has a target out. And this is what Job fell into that place. Now, this man was a man that trusts God. He was a man of prayer. He was a good man. But a spirit of fear. I'm not talking about the kind of fear that is godly. I'm talking about the fear of the Lord is godly. It has reverence to God. It respects God, that type of fear. That's good fear. But this man had a natural emotion fear over him. Everything within him was all mixed up. As you begin to read the book of Job, everything in this man became mixed emotion. It was not good fear. His feeling was all in a mixture of thoughts and feelings and a point of views, and he was confused. He was making bad judgment because that type of fear was over Job, not a godly fear. And that's what happened with many people in this hour. A natural fear takes over, and that natural fear causes us to be in a place where we make bad decisions. We have a terror over us, and we always alarm and panic. It's a spirit that brings vexation over our spirit. It's a spirit that handicaps us, and that spirit causes us to be in a spirit of where we're not sane, insanity. It takes over. That's a bad spirit. It's a spirit that brings stress and vexation. This is what Job was going through at this time of his life, saints of God. So this spirit is running rampantly everywhere. It's just wild, and it's tainting. It has no boundaries. It's moving in all territories. And so the Spirit of God has had me intercessory prayer continuously about this spirit. So he said to teach on this tonight. And what we're going to do, we're going to agree tonight. I'm talking about being in agreement with the word of God, as the pastor prayed. The word of God comes against the targets of Satan, and God protects his elect. It is the word of God. It's that fear that wants to take you over. The Spirit of God goes into that place where we are powerless. He goes into that place. His spirit goes in and bring control over that spirit. And we're going to see by the word of God. 2 Timothy 1:7, please.
For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but the power and of love and of a sound mind.
See, that kind of fear didn't come from the Lord. It comes from Satan. He didn't give us a spirit of fear, but a power of love and of a sound mind, a mind that's under control. And so the Spirit of God have to go into that place. I'm talking about the Holy Spirit. and bring that emotional, natural fear under the control of the Holy Ghost so that the Spirit of God can cause that spirit to bow to his will over your life, saints of God. He did not give a spirit of fear, but a power of love and what? A sound mind. And so this is made possible by the Holy Spirit. And so this is a word tonight for people that's going through all these natural emotion, anxiety, fear about many things, and a spirit of doubt and a spirit of disturbance, and it's everywhere. You turn on the television, you get online, you read the newspaper. It's everywhere. It's all about disease. It's all about sickness and premature death. It's constantly in our face. And this is a night, if I were you, I will stand in agreement with this prayer tonight, because the Spirit of God is in control. False fear, this natural fear, these natural emotions must come subject to the Word of God tonight if you believe. There's some people don't believe anything. They just think things supposed to happen. But you are a child of God, and the Lord has control over your body, mind, spirit, and soul, because he created you, and he knows who Satan is targeting. Just like Job, he knew that Satan had targeted Job. God, he had a conversation with that demon. He knew that demon was going to attack this man. He knew the intention of Satan. He knew the plans of Satan. He knew that Satan desired for him to curse God. God was not unaware. He was aware. And what am I saying to you tonight? God is aware of trials. He's aware of problems. He's aware of your circumstance. He's aware of everything you're facing. He's aware, saints of God. But there's power in the Word of God. There's power in agreement. There's power in prayer. And when you come together as intercessor, you're bind together with the same mind, the same heart, the same thoughts. You're coming together in unity. Where there's unity, there's strength. You're coming in strength. You're standing on the Word. You're abiding in the Word. You're speaking the Word. And when that false emotion desire to come against you, you're going to stand on the Word of God. You're going to believe the promises of God, and the Spirit of God will lead you into safe place. That's what his Word said. He will lead you into a place of safety. He will lead you into a place of strength. He will lead you on a place, hallelujah, where his Spirit is dwelling around you. He will lead you into a place where that evil spirit, he will conquer from visiting you. And this is what we need this hour as never before, because your confidence is in the Spirit of God. And the Word of God says when his children have confidence in him, they're in a place of refuge. You are in a place of refuge when you have confidence in God. That's Proverbs 14:26. So we're going to go before the throne room tonight, and we're going to stand in confidence praying the will of God. The will of God is his word, casting every care upon him, for he cared for you. 1 Peter 5:7. This is confidence tonight. We're going to pray a confidence prayer tonight. For what? For your protection to be from the Holy Spirit. For your dwelling to be safe. For your territorial boundaries to be safe. It's so important in this hour as never before, saints of God, for your children to be safe. They're even saying there's a respiratory virus that's attacking the children in school. We got to pray for our children as they return back to school, because God is in control. God is in control. And what? We have confidence tonight that he's covering us. We're going to believe him tonight, that because we're going before him, because he knows everything. He knows everything about you. And when we go before the Lord in confidence, not in fear, God will come against that spirit of confusion, because he's not the author of confusion, but the spirit of peace is the Spirit of God. Confusion belongs to Satan. And that's all we're hearing is nothing but confusion as never before. But God's spirit will confound that spirit when we agree tonight. But before I get in prayer, do anyone have need of special prayer? Because I'm going to the throne room because it's so important. Our children is getting prepared to return to school, and they're going to decree that there's a respiratory virus that's affecting the children. The devil is a lie. The Spirit of God must cover our children. He must cover you and I. He must cover our territory. He must cover us in the workforce. He must cover us wherever we go in and out. We need to be covered by the blood of Jesus and his word. Do anyone have need of prayer tonight? If there is any prayer request, okay, I'm here. What is your prayer request?
My prayer is that I come in agreement with your prayer. I agree with what you were saying, and I come in agreement with you in the spirit.
Amen. Do anyone else have need of prayer?
Yes, Pastor, Ms. Chalanda. Unfortunately, I lost my job, so I just want you to pray that God will bless me with another job. And then also if you could pray for my friend's dad, he has cancer.
Okay, this is your friend, Father? Okay.
Yes.
Anyone else have need of prayer?
Yes, Pastor Smith. This is Jesse White. If you can just pray for all my families and friends, I appreciate it.
Okay. Anyone else have need of prayer?
Yes, Pastor Smith. This is the doctor. I just ask for prayer for me and my family and all the saints.
Do anyone else have need of prayer? If there isn't more prayer, this is so important, thanks to God. The Satan is targeting people, saved and unsaved. He's not biased. He has no respect to person. He's colorblind. He don't care how much money you have. He don't care what kind of job you have. He don't care what neighborhood you live in. He don't care what country you live in. He's spreading out fear, disease, sickness, and death. That's all you're hearing now as never before. That spirit is marking people and attacking people as never before. He has a plan against people. I'm not talking about certain people. I'm talking about saved or unsaved. If you think that you might not be a target, you need to get your head out of the sand. Satan is not biased. He went up before God and personally called the man's name out. He went up before God and personally said, I dare you, God, in so many ways. Said, I dare you. He challenged God. That enemy challenged God. And he's the same spirit. He have not stopped. He still can go into a heavenly place because it's an access, because Jesus has not returned. You must get this by the word of God. He can still go into those heavenly places and call your name out. Call your name out. I remember this years ago when I lived in Palo Alto, a man of God. Hallelujah. Things was getting ready. It was like in a place where there was a trembling going on in my life. And this man of God said, sister, you need to read the whole book of Job. I said, why? He said, because you're getting ready to go through. I didn't read it. No, I did not. Because I said, this man is just talking. But it was an undercurrent that I didn't know. The devil attacked everything. Everything. He attacked my children. He attacked my finance. He attacked. The devil came in my house. Satan came in my house. I was targeted by Satan. I went through the fire. I went through tribulation. I went through difficulties. But then I got into the book of Job. And the word of God comforted me. But I did not listen. I tell you the truth tonight. But I was targeted by Satan. My babies were targeted by Satan. The enemy came into my house. I was intercessor. I was walking up right all I knew how. I was a giver. And I loved God. But I was targeted. I was targeted, thanks to God. So many people don't realize. You don't know what kind of target is on you. What kind of mark that Satan had desire, have intention against you. I didn't believe it when that individual told me, you need to read the book of Job because you're getting ready to go through. And after I began to go through, I read the whole book of Job. And the Spirit of God, His grace and His mercy, it does not mean those effects didn't happen. I felt every effect. My children felt every effect. My whole house felt, like Job felt every effect of that plan, that scheme that was set up against me without my knowledge. Job didn't have knowledge. Job didn't have knowledge that the enemy had went into heavenly places and called his name. So this is why I'm telling you tonight. This is so important tonight because there's a spirit that's out, a spirit that's speaking disease and sickness and death. That spirit is not holding back anything. It's speaking clearly and loud. Disease, sickness, and the final thing, death. But I'm going before God, and I pray that you be in agreement tonight that the Spirit of God love you and care for you. And you're going to cast all your care upon him because the Word of God said he cares for you. And you're going to have confidence tonight. You're going to be steadfast tonight. Being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will, shall perform it until the day of Jesus Christ, Philippians 1:6. You're going to be confident tonight that God has started a good work in you, and he will perform it. Father, I come by the authority of Jesus tonight. I come in the name of Jesus. Search us tonight, O God. Place a searchlight over us tonight, O God. Anything, oh God, that's not right, anything that's ungodly, Holy Spirit, remove it by your spirit, your blood. Place a searchlight. Oh, your word says in Psalms 139, search me, oh God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts and see if there be any wicked way in me and lead me in the way of everlasting. God, we thank you for the searchlight being upon us tonight. As you search us, God, we have confidence that you're not going to miss anything. You're all seeing, God. You set high and you look low. You see everything that Satan is planning. You see all the plots of Satan. You see those that he desired to target in this hour. So I ask you to search us, oh God. Oh God, I thank you for a heavenly light being upon us tonight in Jesus' name. That the spirit of the eyes of God is in every place, beholding both good and evil. Search us tonight, oh God. And that enemy that's targeting anyone on this prayer line tonight, I come in the name of Jesus, that our mouth is full of good things tonight in Jesus' name, that you satisfied us with good things tonight. We thank you for good things tonight. Oh, we refuse to stand in fear. You have not given the spirit of fear, but power, love, and of a sound mind. And that false emotion, God, that the spirit of God bring it under control tonight, to break that chain of fear, God, that desire to cause your people, God, to be in anxiety, to be in a place of trauma, to be in a place of panic. Father, break those chains tonight in the name of Jesus. Bring confusion over that spirit of fear in the name of Jesus. We thank you tonight, God, that you dismiss that spirit from our lives in the name of Jesus. We're going to hold fast to your word tonight, Jesus. Every spirit, every human agent that Satan has sent up against us, cause those spirits to stumble and fall tonight in the name of Jesus. All doors that the spirit of fear want to come through. Oh, Father, cause those doors in Jesus' name. Every disease that desires to come forth in our body, cause those diseases to disappear, and every results become nullified by the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father, everything that's been arranged by Satan, everything that we cannot see, God, come against those things and let them not come to pass tonight in Jesus' name. Frustrate the plans of Satan, everything that Satan has sent out, the works of the devil. Father, we thank you tonight, God, that the Spirit of God will bring the plans of Satan into frustration. Every agreement, every covenant he has against us, every written agreement, everything, every document he has against us, are nullified in the name of Jesus. Everything, God, everything that he sees that's written down that's not good for us, not in agreement with the covenant, are nullified in the name of Jesus. Those documents, oh God, that's frustrating your people tonight, are nullified in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, God, that you go into the workplace, God, and confuse every door that the devil has set up in our workplace, God, bring it to utter confusion. We thank you for the blessing of God to be on us as we work, that we have victory in Jesus' name. And thank you tonight for breakthroughs in the name of Jesus. Every territory spirit that's working against our neighborhood, frustrated in the name of Jesus, bounded in the name of Jesus. And I thank you tonight, God. Who the Son set free is free indeed. And I thank you, God, for open doors. I thank you for doors of health. I thank you for doors of long life. I thank you, oh God, for doors of prosperity. I thank you for these doors to open up and every door that would dim our lives close tonight in the name of Jesus. Every arrangement that Satan has set up against us that would work against us, let it not come to pass tonight in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father, for the Comforter, for the Holy Spirit on our side tonight, that the spirit of confusion, that change has been broken by the Holy Spirit tonight. I thank you tonight, God, that life and blessing and healing is over our family, that every door of disease is closed, that every door of sickness is closed. Every door of failure is closed tonight. Close them by your spirit. You say the door you close can no man open. I stand on Revelation 3:8. Close them in Jesus' name. Open every door of health. Every door for us to prosper. I pray in the name of Jesus. As the children are planning to return back to school, that the respiratory virus, that spirit coming to perplexity in Jesus' name, that the respiratory virus will not come nigh our children, that the breath of God breathe through their lungs. We thank you that their lungs are healthy and they breathe the breath of God. And God, we thank you. We enter your peace. We thank you for your peace and your rest upon us. And every natural emotion, the Spirit of God dissipate, bring into utter confusion, that our judgment is clear, that our views is opened up by the Spirit of God, that the Spirit of God is cultivating us by his Holy Spirit to discern that which is real and that which is not, to give us a sharpness and discernment tonight. And I'm going to praise you for it. God, I thank you tonight. Talanda, place your hand over your head, sweetie. Father, I thank you tonight for the spirit of peace to rest upon Talanda. You said, the peace I give, not the word giveth, giveth I. You said, to let not our hearts be troubled. I thank you for your peace to overtake Talanda. And God, you have been showing me for weeks that your blessings is upon her life. So this is temporary. I stand on what you revealed to me, Holy Spirit. I thank you for opening up that great door for Talanda. I thank you for anything that would come against the door. You have located that door before she was born, that that door would not be a hardship, would not be a yoke. It would be something that she would integrate in and do well, that the Spirit of God would give her good pay, that her hours would be great, her location would be great, and everything that Satan has targeted against her, that the Spirit of God bring into utter confusion, she will not lose not one thing. I thank you, Father, for dismissing every spirit that has sent out to target this young woman, that the spirit and the favors and the prosperity of God is upon her. And I thank you for opening up this wide door for her to move in. And I send the word over her dwelling, that the spirit of peace is in that dwelling, and the spirit of fear I cast out in Jesus' name. And I give you praise and thanksgiving, God, that this opportunity from you, from above, will attach itself to London. I pray in the name of Jesus for this friend's father, that this cancerous cell comes subject to the blood of Jesus. Work a miracle in their body, Father Jesus. Cleanse their blood that need to be cleansed. Move into that cell, God, that's cancerous. I ask that the Spirit of God flush it out and let those good cells fight for him now in Jesus' name. And I thank you for health. I thank you for the return of health, that his blood right now is going through the process of cleansing through the blood of Jesus. And I call them health to well, disease free. Thank you, Father Jesus, for Sister Jess and her family, that you bless them, supply their need, and keep them safe in Jesus' name. I thank you for Sister Dockridge for saying prayer, supply their need, keep them safe in Jesus' name. But I pray for the body of believers as never before, that this prayer that the Holy Spirit has anointed me to pray, that the Spirit of God will stop any shipwreck that Satan has targeted against them this day in Jesus' name. That they will get off of this line, not in fear nor in doubt, but in confidence in God. That every target that Satan has sent up against them, that the Spirit of God has stopped the shipwreck. And they'll prosper, they're blessed, they're healthy, they're well, they're sound, and the favors of God is upon their lives and their family. In Jesus' name, and the Spirit of God, hinder dangerous situation because of your spirit. Dismiss it in Jesus' name. And I give you praise for it, and I give you thanksgiving that is done by faith for your people. Those that believe you tonight, knowing that they have confidence in you, that God, you didn't begin a good work not to perform it. Thank you for performing your works in their lives by faith in Jesus' name. Be blessed, saints of God. The Spirit of God is over you. If you receive it, believe it, and renounce disease, sickness, and death, you have a healer. His name is Jesus. Know that he's with you now. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. Now faith is resting over you by faith in Jesus' name. Be blessed. God love you with an everlasting love. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
God bless you, and thank you for listening. Pastor Beatrice Smith and the Full Gospel House of Prayer family would like to thank you for turning us on tonight. Listen every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on blogtalkradio.com. Full Gospel House of Prayer. Send in your prayer requests at fghprayer@yahoo.com or give them a call, area code 515-602-9797. That's every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern. The Full Gospel House of Prayer, right here on blogtalkradio.com. Thank you for listening.
Amen.